You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Three assignments. We'll start over here. We've gone through this places, but then I will just say a nekuda here today. Sefartam lechem imachas haShabbos miyom aviyachem es oimat nufa sheva shabbosot tmimas tiyena. Right, the Torah said to count sheva shabbos, 7 weeks. Sheva shabbos, the person has to count weeks. Then it says tisbu lechem chamishim yom, and again in Parshas Ray, shiva shavuos tisbu chamachal chamash kamatachal is parshiva shavuos. So Gemara says gufa Gemara menachas amar baye mitzvah lemimne yom and mitzvah lemimne shui. I forgot to talk the pasuk in Vayikra, which is coming up chof kimul tazvav. The next pasuk says av menachas shabbos shviis tisbu chamishim yom. The krapta mincha chadash l'Hashem. So you have to count 50 days. So Amar Baye, mitzvah l'mimne yomei u'mitzvah l'mimne shvuyei. It's a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks. Right? Which is a whole machlokes rishonim. What does it mean to count weeks? Is it like we do? We say 12 days, which is 1 week and 5 days. Or no, only when you get to the week, you say today's 1 week, 2 weeks. Or during the week, you say, you don't even say 8 days, you say, today's 1 week and 5 days, but whatever it is, there's different minhag, different shittas rishayim. And the Torah basically, and that some rishayim hold not the way, but basically the Torah says it doesn't mean it's two mitzvahs, it means it's two chalakim of a mitzvah. You have to do this in order to get the mitzvah. Let's say the way we do it, in order to do the mitzvah, you have to do these two chalakim, just like you have to do a lulav, you have to take arba minim, you have to count the mitzvah, the yom and the minor the shvua as part of the mitzvah. Every shem hold, there could be two separate mitzvahs. Right? The Rambam himself is zaymid on it already to say for mitzvahs, he says no, otherwise it would require two separate brachas, so we only make one bracha. But akoponim, that pashup shat, so I always like to say a story, for I had my father, Shem, had a cousin. So her husband, this my father's cousin through marriage, lived in Kinsk, where the Chalkis Yayev was the Rav. So one day, so must go back to the 1920s, he was a kid, and Kinsk Rav was a nift in the 20s, and he came and he had a mesibah, the Achron Shal Pesach, between Mincha and Ma'ariv, and the Kinsk Rav asked them, the Chalkis Yayev, what mitzvah are we going to do that we haven't done the whole Pesach? Yeah, so of course somebody said, Knedlach, we're going to eat Knedlach, you know. But I guess there was always jokers in Poland, at least. But Akoponim, the Chalkis Yayev said, no, mitzvah l'mimne yayimah mitzvah shvuah. This is the first time we count shvuah, the first time mitzvah. So he said, he remembers, everybody was tumbling. What do you mean? The Torah says it's not two mitzvahs, it's one mitzvah. He meant to say, the Gemara calls it a mitzvah. What are you mitzvah to do? Which is really negate a lot of what we're going to do here. Okay, now, so the Gemara says, Gufa, Amar Baya mitzvah l'mimne yayimah mitzvah shvuah. Rabbanan de Be'er Rashi, manu yayimah umanah shvuah. They counted the yom and they counted the shvuah. Meimah money yom v'lo money shvuah. He didn't count the weeks. Amar zeichel mikdashu. Since it's zeichel mikdash, we just do something to zeichel mikdash. So we saw it's not the same mitzvah. What does it mean? It's a zeichel mikdash. Meimah money yom v'lo shvuah. Amar hay min yona dahasha lav choyva. It's not a choyva. Who dahaleka oimer? There's no oimer. In other words, the psukim say that it's not just a simon what day, but after you bring the oimer. Does that mean if you don't bring the Omer, you don't count?
In the Midbar, they probably count. The Midbar, they had no Omer, they probably counted.
How do you know? They count on their own. What do you mean? How do you know?
Did they count in the Midbar?
I don't know. Maybe they counted only when they went to Israel. Exactly. Okay. Maybe that was the mitzvah. But Koponim, in Svara, you would say yes. I've always said that over the years, but I found recently a Chayim who Reb Chaim talks about. He says in Svara yes, but Mashif, he says Svara yes, means it's not so posh. But Koponim, it depends upon the Oimer. A day that you could be Makrav of the Oimer. And since we have no Oimer Bizman Azeh, Mehochel Chemesh Bakama, and we don't have that, so Memela, it's just a mitzvah Zechel Mikdash, which has to be stood. What is this Zechel Mikdash different than the Tekonas of Yechim and Zakai, who made 9 Tekonas, and this is not one of them? But whatever the Gemara says, that's a problem. But the Gemara says Zechel Mikdash. Right? That's what it says. So Rashi says, Elazechel Mikdash Ba'al Mahulkach B'yayim Misagi. Okay. So Tosis goes into, since it's Derabonin, later on we'll see, maybe we'll see if we touch upon it today, a Machloikas Rishainim that could be that it's Deraisa. That's the Machloikas. The ones who count the days and weeks hold that it doesn't mean it's Toloi in the Etzem Havasa, but rather the first Manda Amma holds it is Deraisa. When it says in the Torah, Miyem Haviyachem, it means just a simon, the day that you bring, but doesn't mean that you need a day that you could bring it. In the Rambam, we'll see it's Masha Deraisa. But Taisus names on for Dover Potches, the Rabbanon. Therefore, Taisus says it could be Bein HaShemashes, you could count, because Safik the Rabbanon Lekula. You have to know how you can make a bracha, but that's not today's shiur. What we'll do is like this. The Gemara comes out that when do you count? You count at night, because that's when the Katsira is. The Gemara makes drushes that Katsira Sa'imer is at night. And since the Katsira Sa'imer is at night, the Sfira Sa'imer is at night. Why is that? Because it says Tmimais. It has to be Tmimais. And Tmimais, if you're going to start counting during the day, right? If you're going to start counting during the day, then it comes out, it's not the Tmimais. I'll tell me you have to count the first hour. You're right. It could be. Some Rishonim say maybe you should count right away. But the point is, if you're saying you have to wait dafka during the day, then for sure you're saying is, you're not counting Tmimas. This way you can count. You don't have to count dafka at the first minute. But it has to be that you're incorporating the whole day, which means the Laila and the Yom. But in Chanami, can you count during the day? So that's going to be a machloikas, the Tosis and the Bahar. Let's take a look. The third line. Veheicha de shochach lispor belaila, where a person forgot to count at night. Pasuk bahag the baal lachas goyilus pasna shesefer biyom, that he counts during the day. Pashup shah means he counts during the day with a bracha. Even though in one tesis in Megillah seems to say not that way, we're not going to talk about that right now. But words, the pshat is you can count during the day with a bracha. V'cheina yinirim etoch stam asisa sarpirkin detnan mitzvasa, meaning Ktsir Saim is Balaila Liktsar. Vim Nikta Bayim is Kosha. So therefore, since it's Kosha Bayim, right? So just like the Ktsir is Bayim, so too the Sphira is at the same time. So even though there's an Indian of Sphiras, that means the mitzvah starts then. But B'diyabit, just like it can count an hour in, you can count the whole day in. But it doesn't mean you're missing a Tmimus. You're not missing a Tmimus because of that. Right? The Tmimus of Pshat is you can't say, I should start counting a day. It only starts. But a kapom, just like it could be kites in the day, okay. And so, and he says that they are mishnayis that are mashu. Chena inir matoch stam asisin. The seif pirkat nan mitzvasa belayla liktzar niktzar b'yem kosher. Avanir lebein atam ikar idach stam asisin. The parashah, but lebein atam pasuk. In other words, the machloikas as far as this taste is concerned is a machloikas in how you paskin. Lebein atam says there's a mission megillah. Umayshi lebesod pirkat. The Gemara brings him menachas. It says kol alayla. Kosher l'ktsir sa'imer. V'dakin minah, the Gemara b'darat makes a diik. K'toni laila dumi d'yayim. For instance, it says, kol ha'yayim kosher l'tkiyas shayfer. Kol ha'yayim kosher l'mila. We know that's only good during the shayfer is only during the day. Right? Kol ha'yayim, not at night. So too, when it says, kol ha'layla kosher l'ktsir sa'imer, it's just like the laila means laila v'lo yayim. Yayim v'lo laila. Laila means laila v'lo yayim. So Memele, Mishnah over there is saying that Ksir Sayim is only during the night. V'daktakinim inod, diktanin layla dum yayim, mayim layla loyaf layim layim layim. Right? And so, and we paskin like those Mishnahs and so forth. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. So it comes out, a machloik is Bahag, basically the Bahag and Rabbeinu Tam, whether you can count during the day. So that means if you ask the Bahag, Poshit, the Bahag tells you, count with a bracha, Pashtas. Right? And Rabbeinu Tam will tell you, no, don't count at all. There's no point counting. You missed. So now, if you ask your local Rav, right, so he says, I could have been machriya between the Bahag and Rabbeinu Tam. What should you do? So what will he tell you? He says, well, why not count like the Bahag? He says, can I make a bracha? Well, that's already a question of a bracha of Atala. So memela, don't make a bracha, right? You'll tell him it's only the Rabbanan. So, okay, it's a good question. Hopefully he'll be able to answer you. But what he should answer you is, well, there are shitas v'shem it's deraisa, and there are shitas in the paiskim that since it comes from a deraisa, even though nowadays derabanan, they're machmel like a deraisa. In other words, when do we make a derabanan? A mitzvah that's a derabanan.
But a mitzvah that's based on a deraisa, even though nowadays it's a rabban, sometimes we're machmir. Chazal will sometimes machmir in certain things. Okay, good. So that's taka the din. If you go to you open up your Mishnah Berurah, you open up Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, the Paiskim, you'll see that if a person forgets to count at night, right, what should he do? Count during the day without a bracha. Okay? Now, then the Tais goes through. Then now, let's go to the end of the Taisus. In the next page, page 2, the second line, second word in the second line. Oid pasak ba'alachas gedolos. Not a pasak for na'alachas gedolos. She'im hifsik yom echad v'loy safar. Right? If he was mafsik one day and he didn't count, shuv ein the sefer. Right? A guy last night profited along shal shudas, he has no more minion, and kedarkin to people that want a minion, they forget. If you don't have one minion, you forget to count sfira, and he forgot to count sfira, and he doesn't realize it till tonight. Right? So can he keep counting? So Bach says, no, he can't. Shuv ein the sefer. Mishum debay tmimis. You need tmimis. It's also a chiddush. He's saying his own drosh is what? Tmimis means you have to have the whole thing. You have to count the whole thing. V'teima g'dayla hu v'lo yitochen. Toi says a teima, it's not feasible. It doesn't make sense. Why not? Let's skip over to 7. V'oid kosav bahag. Shim hifsik. You see the rush? The rush. Oid kosav bahag. Shim hifsik yoyim echa v'lo sipa. Shuv ein ha-sefer d'be'in in tmimis. V'ein nira l'ri. The call Laila v'Laila mitzvah b'fnei atzmahi. Oh, so it's mashma that the Bahag does not hold of that. In other words, he's saying is that every night is a separate mitzvah. So since every night is a separate mitzvah, memela, the mitzvah is not to count like you count your money. Nobody counts their money 1, 2, 3, 5, right? You don't count because you skipped. You go back, make sure. But if you're counting, you know, this is the number one son, this number two son, or three sons. So if the number three is not there, so this number one son, number two son, this is the number four. You're counting what the day is, right? So the Rishonim say, even though we'll see Achronim that don't want to learn that Shem Bahag, but you look at the Chinuch. In the Chinuch, when he brings this Shitas of Bahag, he says like this. V'yei sha'amu, sh'misha sha'chalam na'man yayim echad, she'ein yochol limnais oid ba'is ha'shana. Lefi shekulan mitzvah achasi, umekiven sheshachach mehen yom echad hare kol achashbin batl memena. V'lo hoydu mareinu shebederinu l'svarazu. That's the but a kopanim. He's saying clear, which is the Har Prima Godim. Other poskim understood it, that it's all one mitzvah. In other words, it's 49 parts of one mitzvah. Just like in order to be yaitza. What we call lulav, you have to take dalad minim. If one takes only 3 minim, right, so he can't, he's not yoitza, right? Or if you put on 3 tzitzis on your baget, you're not makayim any mitzvah, forget it could be over baltigra. So too, if you only count 48, you're not yoitza the mitzvah, you have to count all 49. There are 40. Masha kosov ha-mechaber. Shochach be'echad ma'yomim. Sofer b'shay yomim b'loy bracha, right? Like the Bahag. Gam kein machmas sofek shema kula yomei chad mitzvah v'shema kol echad mitzvah b'fnei atzma. The sofer b'loy bracha. Now, this I'm not sure what the it's v'yesh lahakshes, v'yesh lema, I don't see. I would say it's v'yesh lahakshes. I kula chad mitzvah eich mevarchin b'chol laila. How do you make a bracha every night? That's the Prima Godim's kasha. So let's say a person forgot to count the 12th. He comes to the Rav tonight and he asks the Rav, I forgot to count. Right? So what does he tell him? He says, well, let's see. According to Taisus, you can still count. According to the Bahag, you can't count. Right? So you might as well count, but don't make a bracha. So the rest of the sphere, he counts without a bracha. Okay. Now, let's say he counted during the day, though. He did count during the day, but he forgot to count last night. So during the day, he counted without a bracha. Now when he comes tonight, what does the Rav tell him? What? Why? Without a bracha? Why? Oh, because Maman of Shach, it's Maman of Shach, you go Taisim Bahag. You could mix the Shitas. But right, so that's what the Paiskim say. That Maman of Shach. Right? What happens is like this. that if you hold like the Bahag, right, and you missed, you take it can count, but you didn't miss according to the Bahag. Because what will the Bahag tell you? You count it during the day, so it's fine. Mashenka quantitizes, Yitaka didn't count yesterday, but who cares? You keep counting. So that's where we get this halacha, that during the day you count without a bracha, and during and you continue with a bracha, unless you forgot a whole day, right? I always say this, whenever we have an in Shabbos during the Sfira and we daven early, so Bachum come over and say good Shabbos, so I always, a few Bachum, I say to them, you could still count. He says, Rebbe, how do you know? I said, what do you mean? I know you didn't die with a minion. I have Ruach HaKodesh. He says, because when they make an announcement, everybody remember to count. What was Friday night, 11. You see some boys go like this. I give them, they forgot to daven last night. So they want to know what to do. Hishia, could you still count the 11th that you missed Thursday night? And now it's Shabbos already. What would you say, Shia? Well, without a bracha, but can you count? It's a count. It's still day. So Chidah says it's still Friday. Just Kedusha Shabbos. That day is Friday. Just because for you it has Kedusha Shabbos. For that day is still the 11th. Okay. Anyway, this is the halacha. So now let's go. Let's see over here. We'll skip our rule. Then we'll see. 11. Mishnah Berurah. Now, obviously, What you tainted that you should make a bracha the last day is not true, because since the mechaber is mesupik for the lachas like Rabbeinu Tam or the Bahag if you miss a day, and yet the mechaber says when you do count, you count every night. That's the prima gums kasha. Why do you count every night? But that's the metzias. You're just saying what you would say, but it's not true. You do make a bracha every night. That's the din. So now let's take a look at this Mishnah Berurah, 11. I'm sorry. Did I put the Magen Avraham down? Oh, I must have forgotten. Okay. All right. Where did I do want the Magen Avraham? Where?
In number 11.
He brings it. Oh, yeah, all right. Okay. I did talk. I mean, maybe I forgot. All right, the Magen Avraham says, I'll read the Magen Avraham. In Tav Pei Tes, Magen Avraham says like this. Sifkat and Aleph, Magen Avraham says, Noshim pturis misfira. Women are potter from sphira. The heavy mitzvah seishas man grama. Rambam v'chein kosa b'zoya. Interesting. Right, now, first of all, it doesn't say in the Rambam that. It says in the Rambam that they're potter from sphira. If you look in Halach in Number 8. Mitzvah zu al kol ish mi Yisrael b'kol makom chazman v'noshim v'avodim turin memena. Kesem Mishnah says why? It's a mitzvah seishas man grama. So Rambam brought the Rambam and Kesem Mishnah together. Mi yukva shabyu alayu chayva. Women have made a chayva on themselves. I mean, Chizkinach doesn't understand what that means. Who would a woman to make a chayvan? What does it mean to do a chayvan? A woman could personally do it, right? In other words, but how could it be that it's that the machayv all women? All women, machayv. So the Magen Avraham says women, in other words, just like women take lulav and go shayfa for sure. All women were makabal on themselves to hear shayfa. You never heard of it. Women say, I'm potter. She is potter for shayfa. But they do it in Shas v'chivas min shemayim, Bali Taisus. He asked Shemayim, how could women be potter from Shaifa? And they told him, you're right. In down here they're potter, but up there they're chayim. In Shemayim they're chayim. And women are makayim, they're what Shemayim. But whatever it is, he says such a zach. Now, Zokta Mishibura. Number 11. Noshim avodim turis mitzvah zu. The heavy mitzvah says, Shazman grumba, v'kosav magan avram. Mi ukvar shavi olayu chayva. Ukemeduma Zokta Mishibura. The bimidina seinu loy nagu noshim klal lispar. Women are not noyik to. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings. The kasa b'sefer shulchan shloima dal kolponim loy yivarchu. They shouldn't make, even if they do it, they shouldn't make. No, even though women do mitzvahs, but they over here they shouldn't do it. The bavada yitu b'yom echad, they'll make a mistake, right? V'gam api roiv einim yedim pirush amilas. So what if they'll make a mistake? And therefore what?
What does that mean they'll make a mistake?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Yeah. But what do you mean? They make a mistake and do what?
They skip the day.
Skip a day. And they're not going to ask the Rav. They didn't learn the Tosis, the Bahag, like you did. Right? They also hold like Tosis. Right? So Mimela, they'll skip last night, let's say. They didn't count 12. And last night was 12, right? Yeah. And then tonight they'll keep counting with a bracha. So what's the problem? So what does it mean? Vada yitu b'yamechad. And mele what? What?
They won't count one night, right? They
won't count by night, they won't count by day. So they skip the whole maze.
And therefore what?
So they lose the bracha.
Yeah, and therefore what?
They're missing to mimos.
And therefore what? So what's the problem? But according to Tosis,
the bracha is still now about
Tala. Oh, the bracha is still now
will
of it. Is that
all about Tala? All the bracha.
All the bracha is till now.
No,
it's only the Bahag.
What?
It's only the Bahag.
Any future bracha.
So I'm asking, the Vada Yitu B'Yemecha. And therefore what? So the Velt learns, Pshat Nis Mishnah Brura, is that the brachas will be Lamafreya brachas of Atala. Huh? It'll be brachas of Atala. Okay, so now, in other words, since you're not going to be able to carry the mitzvah, so Yiyah Mishiyah, you have a kash, why do you make a bracha? But Maisa, you did make brachas, quarter back. Now it comes out, you're not going to be, it's a mitzvah. So you made a bracha of Atala. That's what
Isn't that by everybody?
Right. So, but everybody, but women make mistakes. Right? You're right. So if you're going to go to travel to Australia and you lose a day, you get, I don't know how it works. But other way,
you
which way?
You're going there and you lose a day.
Meaning you come ahead or you forget?
Jump ahead.
You skip ahead.
You jump ahead. So you can miss a whole day. So what if a guy knows? He has to go business to Hong Kong, to Australia. And he knows that on the 20th day, he's going to go from 19 to 21.
Go the long way.
What?
Go the long way.
All right. That means he can't, the beginning of Sfira, he can't count because he knows he's going to make 19 bracha v'talas. That's what it sounds like in a chanami. So this is a question that's been asked to today's poiskim. Right? Oh. So now let's first talk. So let's go back, Daka, to a question you both asked. Why, according to Bahag, the Prima Gamas Kasha, the Maisa Rishenim asked it. The Rishenim asked it. Say, from Achriya, Shibboleket, Rishenim asked this Kasha. Now, is that so poshut? For instance, the Arzarua says, why don't you make a bracha on Shalosh Shuddis, on the Suddis of Shabbos? So he says, because when are you going to make the bracha? When are you going to make the bracha? The first meal, you still have two meals. In the middle, we're not misakin, like you said, we're not misakin lechatchil to make a bracha at the end of a mitzvah. You know, misakin before. Dalet koisis, we show him is. Why don't you make a bracha on dalet koisis? Because you're not makayim until you do all four koisis. Rishayim go through such thing, okay? Now, it's not so poshut. I'm not saying Rishayim. Bahag could be all that way. Bahag himself. Does anybody remember the din by Lulav?
Yeah, by Lulav?
Oh, the Bahag himself holds that if someone takes one, two, three, four, right? He's Yaitzi. You don't have to take all four together. Bahag holds you can take each one separately. Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way. I always say this story during the war in Varsha. So there were three kosher lulavim. Gans Varsha, Varsha, there were three kosher lulavim. The Lubavitcher Rebbe had, the Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak, the Ger Rebbe had, and the Brisker Rav had. But Brisker Rav was able to get one beautiful. So the Ger Rebbe sent a message he'd like to come and use the Brisker Ravs. So the Brisker Rav said, the Rebbe will come, everybody will want to use it, they'll ruin it, you know, all the chassidim, the Rebbe used it, let him use his. So the Ger Rebbe sent him a message, he says, all I want to do is be Yaitze. That's it. I'm not going to let my chassidim just be Yaitze. So he goes there, and he comes, and puts it down, and he takes one, puts it down, takes the other, puts it down, takes four after time. So the Brisker Rav said, what are you doing? He said, the words I use, I just want to be Yaitze. Yaitze. I wanted to be Yaitze, this is called being Yaitze. Those are the words I use.
Or is that Siddin? So the Bahag says, it's halacha shekhanah. You make a bracha on each one. Al netilas, you make a bracha, esrig, whatever, lekichas, I don't know what the nusach is, al aravis and adasim, you make a bracha on each one. Meaning, what do you see? That you don't make a bracha necessarily on the kiyum mitzvah, you make a bracha on the maisa mitzvah. That's the first thing. Okay, you make a bracha on the maisa mitzvah. Right? In other words, you're making a bracha not because you make a bracha. This is what you have to do. You have to do four parts. You make a bracha. If I have to do according to the Bahag, why don't you make a bracha shal shudas? Chveistish. There must be a different tarets. Why don't you make a bracha dal chveistish? There must be a different tarets for it, right? We don't make a bracha on sudas purim. There's terutzim for that. So Bahag held that that's not the tarets because it's different stages. That's A. B is the following. Is like this. Let's say, even you see, for instance, if a shliach puts up a mezuzah, who makes the bracha? Who makes the bracha? You got someone to put up a mezuzah for you, right? Your wife. No, you're at work. No, the Baal Bais does it. He makes somebody, he gets a handyman, he wants to do it nice, perfect, should be exactly what it's supposed to be, one third up, you know. Beginning, as Rav told him, should be the beginning of the third. Is a hiddur mitzvah to do begin a third. He's no patience to measure, yeah, knock nails. He's going to ruin his, you know, the house. So he gets a professional, right? Right. And let's talk about a Jew first, right? So he gets a yid to do it, a handyman. Who makes the bracha?
Handyman.
What?
Handyman.
The handyman. Why is he making a bracha?
Why is he
doing
a
ma'aser mitzvah? He's not doing a kiyum mitzvah. Good, so you tell me the key mitzvah goes to the other one, but Lamaisi is making bracha on the action. Okay, good, it's a little different. This is an action where no one's getting a key, but there, you see there's such a reality, making bracha on a maisa mitzvah. Now, here's a lach and shulchan aruch, right? Your wife makes challah, right? And she takes off the challah, she puts it aside, and lo and behold, she turns around and the baby, your grandchild, your son, most of us grandchildren already, right? So the baby takes it and throws it back in. Now what the whole thing is you don't know where's the challah, where's the what? Oh, so the halacha is Ramas, as we shame say, that you shoyel on the hafrasha. You go ahead and you can be just like you can be shoyel on the nether. Anything that's chal b'dibur, you can be mimater it. That's a din. The Gemara says by truma, person made truma, so you can go to chacham and mimater your shia. Whereas a person said, this is truma, and he says, oh, would I take this? I wanted to give the coin a nice, and I took bad grapes, not nice grapes. It's not nice to give to the coin. So he goes to the chacham, the chacham's matter, and he's mafresh again. Right? That's the din. I mean, I'm saying, you could do that. So the din is, since over here, you don't have to be semach on raiv, it's bottle b'raiv, you can be semach, because it's davash esh matir, you can be matir. So Ramah Paskins, you should be matir with a chacham. How could you do that? Ah, you're making your bracha into a bracha levatala. You're making your bracha levatala.
When you made it, there was a good bracha.
Meaning, what's called a bracha vatala? If I put on tefillin, I think it's good. I put on my tefillin, okay, then I go to the sefer. The sefer says, you know, there's no parshas in here. I don't know where you got this from, right? He says, well, I was reformed when I bought it. Says, so the sefer figure reform you don't need anyway. Which is, of course, chas v'shalom, but I've heard of such stories, right? That's guys go to tefillin, the guy says, not for him anyway, so sell him a bad pair of tefillin, he's not going to put it on anyway.
That's not the same case.
What?
That's not the same case.
Oh, why not?
Over here, when you were mafresh the challah was good. It's just that afterwards.
Oh, so in other words, you're saying over there, you might not know it's a bracha v'tallah, but b'shas ma'isi, you're making bracha v'tallah. But over here, when you're doing the action, the action is a fresh. I, Limafreya, there's such a lumdus, there's such an understanding which just really doesn't make sense in the world of physicality. It's metaphysical. It becomes later on not a maisa mitzvah. But that's not called a bracha v'tala. You had every right to do that bracha. Or it's enechanami. If you have a rive, you're not over any issa. But you can't say you didn't make a bracha v'tala. The tefillin were no good. But over here, the maisa fresh is good. The Ritva says, you don't Yesh L'chalik, the Ritva says if a guy, right, goes to Chasen, he washes hands, comes and he says, oy vey, it's not whole wheat bread. As my wife said, you better not eat anything except whole wheat bread. He doesn't have to eat. I made a bracha al netil sidaim, that he's allowed to make a bracha on tizam because he hadn't planned to wash bread. Then his wife looks at him, or maybe stamazay. His wife says, "What are you washing in the middle of the week for?" Right? See, so what do you mean? He didn't always say when we sit by suda, megate vashin. You know, you don't. Nobody ever says you go sit and eat. Megate vashin, right? So the Europeans, megate vashin. You know, so it's not a bracha vatala. So over here, right? It could be it's not called bracha vatala lemafreya. Yeah, Rav Kivega says that. It's a good point. Why are you asking? Yeah, Rav Kivega brings a levush that one could be shoyel on Tosefes Shabbos. Maisa Shahaya Bacher sat and learned a whole night in the camp. Very, very proud of himself, he sat and learned. And then in the morning, he took a nap. He woke up a few hours later for Shteitzach. And then he went to Davin, the Makabel Shabbos. He said, "Oh my gosh, I didn't put on tefillin today." Yeah, what does he do? That's how it goes. Maybe it's Kabbalah Betos, but there is a Kivega that can be shoyel on Tosefes Shabbos. If you have a reason, you can be a Kivega and Shulchan Shabbos. But anyway, look at the we now because we have the Eitzah Chachma, we have the Sefer Shulchan Shleimer that the Mishnah Berurah required. I never saw the Sefer until I saw it on the Eitzah Chachma. Look at that. Noshim Pturis Mesviya Devi Mitzvah Shes Magwama. She thinks it's just like saying some kind of, you know, okay. But the Lush, yes. So what are you saying, Gavriel?
It says, V'lo yoydin ha-din, meaning that she won't know the din when...
Vaita. Oh, so it's clear that... So Shlomo Klepold, so Meinach's son-in-law, said that the Mishnah Berurah is not Masha that way. But the Sefer quotes, was Mishnah Berurah is Masha's poshup shot, the vada yitu b'yayim echa. They'll make a mistake. No, so if they make a mistake, was they'll forget. Okay, so next day, they'll ask their husbands, you say, you can't count with a bracha. She says, but you made a mistake. The last 10 days you counted, it's a bracha batala. He's saying, no, lo yeidu adin, meaning vaita, they don't know the din. What's it got to do with yeidu adin? If it's a bracha batala, it's a bracha batala. Terence says, they don't know, they don't keep counting, they don't know the ba'ag. It's masha, it's two different things. That Shlomo Klepold made a good point. I always said, that's a pashpshat Mishnah Berurah. Then I saw the Shulchan Shlomo, but Shlomo Klepold signed it doesn't say like a real zdiq. Mishnah Berurah left out those words. Is the Mishnah Berurah saying lemafreya it's called the bracha batala? So there are poskim who say that stamazay. Lemaisa is the Rebbe Yashiv, and they used to ask him. He said women should count, right? He says first of all, they probably remember more than the men. Right? Secondly, nowadays he says when they daven they got all these signs. And nowadays you got the lights flashing back and forth and alarms ringing. You got people do all kinds of things. So he said, women know Hebrew, it's not the same thing. Rav Yosha said, women should count this man as that. They know the din, they know the halachas, they won't forget. He tied all kinds of things. The stipler used to tell his children this. But when he asked Rav Yosha, he said, the nashim haintzen and chachamim, they understand and so forth. Okay, we'll just finish off. We'll talk this about another time, but I just want to show you a very beautiful Aruch HaShulchan. First, the Ram in number 9. Ram brings a medrash. In the middle of talking about whether it's the Rais or the Rabbanan, right, whether, because he's Medayik in the Rambam, it's if you look back at number 8, Mitzvah Zuh HaKol Yisrael B'chol Mokum B'chol Zman. Mashva, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. That's the Rais. Right, so the Ram brings that, then he says, U'bagoda, you see, V'eichech in the Mitzvah Nim Yemeh, is it Ubagod and Medrash says Gamkein Amu Bishosh Amalem Moshe Tavdun Esalehim Elokim Al Harazeh. Right, we're going to go to Kabbalah story. Amar Lo Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu Emasai Avaydazu Amalem L'Seif Chamishim Yoyim V'Hayimaynin Kol Echad VeEchad. I think in some Yishayim it says Tavdun. What's the Nun? The extra Nun over there. 50. So Tavdu Tavdun Mikan Kavu Chachamim.
Bizmanaze, Sheena Numavin Karb, Vilo Aimer,
El mechashvin chamishim yoyim l'simcha satayra kemoy shemanu yisrael b'yisrael man. V'zeh vaday derech medjashu de'ikul milsa zeichel mikdash kamreima av mekom mokom kol zeh mechiyach she'en asfiyo achshel d'rabban. It's because it says kavu chachamim. So he's just bringing it that to say kavu chachamim. You see that they counted because of going into Torah. The chinuch, it's good to look at the chinuch, has beautiful lashon over there. So Aruch HaShulchan, when he brings this, you know he doesn't really answer what's the lashon kavu chachamim, but look what he says. A lot of chassidish is from the Shem Yishmul, basically says this many times, but the Aruch HaShulchan, interesting, says this. Loi keng dasa rambam peg zayin betmidin, mitzvah sesa lispa shavim yom avasa, ayim mitzvah zuha kol yisrael b'chol makam b'chol zman, v'noshav vada b'turin. Tziva lahakvi. What does God do? Karbonas though. Just count. You're counting. Tziva. So he says they go together. Avada the counting is to count this matan Torah. But the Rebbeinu Shem told us to bring karbonas. They betchilas a minyan. Right. First we have the oimer. The oimer is made out of sa'irim. The only other carbon that's brought out of sa'irim is a minchas soita. The Gemara says he asasa barley. We don't usually eat barley bread at least. Behemoths eat barley. So the Gemara says he asasa ma'isa behema lefikach macholoi ma'isa. Her carbon is a ma'ichel behema. She says ubesayfoi the shteil lechem is made out of chitim. Lahayros the built the atayr without the anu anachnu kebehemas nidma shemachilin sayimim. Kamash amu besayta she carbon saytum in asarim. He asasa ma'isa behema lefikach kabana ma'ichel behema in sham. Ukshe kiblu atayra. And we came heavy dmus adam, we come human beings, right? Lehena vechen karbonim minachitim meichel adam. Uchen tziv satar limskar. No, the Rambam holds, avada the counting is to count. Just beautiful lashon of the chinuch. The chinuch's lashon is, v'shrashi ha-mitzvah, shekol ikrin shisol eina elo ha-toyra. U'mipnei ha-toyra nivru shemayim va'aretz. The Yisrael, Kamosha Kosom Loy Brisi Yemen Velayla, the He Aikava Siba Shenigalu Vyatsum Mitzrayim Kedeshi Kablu Atayra Besina Vakemu. Right? And he brings the Psukim, and then he says, Vipnei Ken, Kihi Ik called Ikun Shisol, Ubavura Nigalu, Vaolu Lachola Gdula Shalu Alea, Nitzavinu Limnais Mamachas Yamtash Pesa Adyam Nesina Stara, Laharis Benafshenu Achefetz Agodl. Which we desire very much. Then he brings ke'eved yishav tzel. It's a pasuk in Eiv, like an eved that works hard, and at the end of the day, he's looking for some shade to cool off. V'yimne tamid masa yavo ha'eis anichshav elav she'etz acheres. Just like this eved's waiting to get off free. Ki aminyan marla adam ki kol yeshay v'kol cheftzay. He says, that's why we count one day, oh, if you're going to say 49, oh, 49 more days. See, how come when we get to 25, we should start counting backwards? He says, once you started one way, you go. He says, why don't we start counting? We should start first day. Atshuva kiyem rishon nisyachid kula laskaras anesa gadol v'yitzis mitzayim. Shu oisam oifis b'chidish ha'olam b'ashkach Hashem b'nei adam v'einon la'arev. We don't want to mix b'simchasa laska im Hashem in yachid. Al kein niskan acheshmen v'yayim sheini v'yad. That's what he's saying. Beautiful var. Ikka v'anam atentayo kein mitzah gam b'zman.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.